Hello, this is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. You are about to listen to edition number 2100, recorded at our Peterson House studio on Thursday the 20th of February 2020. If you have any news, comments or questions, do please call us on 01603 765 365. That is 01603 765 365. We always like to hear from listeners. This first part of Chatterbox is read by Don Cleaver
and Sue Roscoe.
We have two new listeners to Chatterbox this week, Anne Soares of Thorpe and Brian Chamberlain in New Cossey. Welcome to Chatterbox. We hope you both enjoy our weekly recordings. Before we move on to the news, we have a special announcement. As we mentioned a few weeks ago, on Wednesday, March the 11th, Chatterbox will have our annual general meeting. The meeting will be at 2 p.m. at the Bradbury Centre on Magpie Road, the headquarters of the Norwich and Norfolk Association for the Blind, or Vision Norfolk, as it is now called. The AGM will include the regular reports on Chatterbox activities and a special presentation by Vision Norfolk of some of the new technologies that are available to help the blind and visually impaired. The meeting will be followed by tea and cakes. All volunteers and listeners are welcome to attend. But if you plan to come, it would help if you could send us a message confirming this. A phone call or a note in your returned wallet would be perfect. If you need to bring someone with you, that is fine. We would be delighted to meet some more of our listeners at this annual event. Now let's get back to this week's Chatterbox. In part one, we will have letters from the Evening News and a feature about the Norwich bread riots. But we start with stories from this week's Evening News.
This week we will start with stories that prompted reaction from Evening News listeners. Disability campaigners despaired when county councillors failed to restore funding to some of the region's most vulnerable people. Tempers flared even more when councillors awarded themselves a pay rise for the third time in 3 years. A new cycle-sharing scheme for Norwich, which was announced this week, providing both pedal bicycles and electrical-assisted e-bikes. Later on in the week, it was learned that the coronavirus outbreak in China will delay the delivery of e-bikes as the factory supplying the motors has closed for the time being.
Disability rights campaigners have spoken of their despair after councillors passed up several opportunities to restore funding to some of the region's most vulnerable people. Last year, Norfolk County Council agreed changes to the Minimum Income Guarantee, MIG, which left disabled families having to pay more for care. Protesters had hoped that this decision would be reversed as the county council set its budget for the coming year and beyond. Opposition councillors from both Labour and the Liberal Democrats made proposals that would have seen the MIG restored, but these were all voted down by members of the controlling Conservative group. Campaigners filled the public gallery with banners, and there was an outcry as the votes were taken. Andrew Proctor, leader of the council, said after the meeting, "Hearing about people struggling is not something we enjoy, but it has come as a result of the financial position of the council. We have a duty to provide for everybody, and I'm not saying that these people should not be beneficiaries of that, but we do have financial restrictions." Steve Morphew, leader of the Labour group, said he was disappointed but not surprised by the outcome of the meeting. He said, "I think it is disappointing that the Conservative group is not prepared to work with other political groups to look for solutions and run down debate."
Tempers flared in the council chambers as Conservative councillors agreed to award themselves a third pay rise in many years, while simultaneously raising council tax for the second consecutive year. Norfolk County Council agreed to press forward with the plans to raise allowance by 2 pence, despite an independence advice panel warning them against making the move. And there were heated exchanges of tempers flared between Conservatives. Councillor Thomas Smith and members of the Labour group, which proposed scrapping the increase, all but one Conservative councillor voted in favour of awarding themselves the increase, which sees allowance increased by 2 pence. In line with a pay rise for council staff, it came as the council also agreed to raise its council tax share by almost 4 pence, an increase that will see more than £50 a year added to bills for Band D properties. Mr Proctor confirmed he would be discussing the conflict with Mr Smith, with Mr Morphew indicating that he would be making a formal complaint against the Conservative councillors. Ryo Oliver, who represents the Aldborough ward, was the only Conservative councillor to vote against taking the allowance increase.
Fresh details have been revealed about the Norwich New Cycle Sharing Scheme ahead of its launch this spring. The Beryl Bike Scheme will offer 465 pedal cycles and 115 electrically assisted cycles. Cyclists will be able to pick up bikes from some 70 locations throughout the city centre and the surrounding area. People will download an app to locate and unlock the cycles. They will cost £1 to unlock, and riders will be charged 5p per minute, with minutes also available to buy in bundles. The mooted location of 5 of the 70 bays are revealed in a document that will go before councillors soon. Martin Wilby, Norfolk County Council's chair of the Transforming Cities Joint Committee, said, "We are currently working with Beryl to finalise the locations for the bike bays and look forward to the scheme going live this spring. I've no doubt the scheme will prove popular with both residents and visitors alike, giving people more flexibility and choice around sustainable transport, whilst keeping us active and healthy and helping to reduce congestion and air pollution across the city. The £800,000 scheme is paid for through the £6.1 million that the government awarded through the government's Transforming Cities Fund. Ofo previously ran a city cycle sharing scheme but pulled out after less than a year."
A new Norwich cycle sharing scheme is facing delays to its rollout because of the coronavirus outbreak in China. The Beryl Bike Scheme will see a mixture of pedal cycles and electrically assisted e-bikes dotted throughout the city following its launch later in the spring. But the factory supplying the firms with the motors for the e-bikes has hit by the outbreak of the respiratory illness and forced a temporary shut to its doors. Ed Parby, County Council Transport Officer, said, "We're going to be waiting until April for the first batch of 25 e-bikes and as late as July for the rest of the 90. The scheme will see the city receive a total of 580 bikes, 465 pedal-operated and 115 electrical-powered bikes.